This one is an electric. This one is another electric Fender Strat. This is another electric, which is actually my main go-to electric guitar.
Who would you expect to own 11 guitars, an alto and tenor saxophone, a clarinet, a stand-up electric bass, a mandolin, and an electric sitar? A professional musician, right? Or David Friedenberg?
I'm a kidney specialist, a nephrologist.
Working as a full-time doctor has not deterred David Friedenberg from pursuing his passion for music. In fact, he just came out with his fourth album, Death and Taxes, which features 12 tracks, all of which are written, sung, performed, edited, and produced by the doctor himself.
There was a time back in the day I used to love to fly. And just in case you're wondering, here's the reason why. Gorgeous flight attendants.
This is David describing this song. It's called The Flight of 1053.
It's a guy who doesn't have his middle initial on his ID, and I guess it's on his boarding documents, but it doesn't match. So he's subjected to all kinds of humiliations. He has to have a DNA test. He gets searched by the TSA. And then the stuff that happens is more just what can happen to anybody. Being stuck on a plane between two incredibly obese people, and you're in the B seat.
David's songs are verbose. The length to which he goes to make a certain word rhyme adds to the intentionally comic nature of his music.
No, it's all tongue-in-cheek. I can't really take myself too seriously.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me, baby. Don't take my money. I want it all.
His songs are polished and spotless, almost sterile. It's not hard to believe that a nephrologist was somehow involved in carving them out. David cites his musical influences as famous storytellers like Paul Simon, The Beatles, and Arlo Guthrie. However, it's hard to find the earthy Americana Guthrie in David's music. Stories include a rant against his insurance company in HMO Blues, a new girlfriend that breaks up an all-guys bowling team in How Can You Love That Awful Woman, and a song about diabetes called, well, Sugar Diabetes.
Sugar, sugar, diabetes. Doctor says my sugar's high, makes the little woman cry. Got to watch out what I eat. Got some numbness in my feet from sugar, diabetes.
For the most part, David records himself playing almost all of the instruments.
Last CD, there's a rockabilly song, Walk Away From This House, and I offered my son the lead on that. And he listened to it, and then he said, nah.
After David finishes recording the initial track, he takes a listen in his car, figures out what needs to be changed, and goes back to editing. It's clear that this is his favorite part.
I'll go back and fix the things that I hear, and I could do that 20 times or more before I have just the exact sound that I want.
You might even say that in David's one-man production team, he's his own manager as well.
I just give him out to all my friends, which is mostly people at work and patients. And so,
you're in a
patient? Oh, sure.
So we went to see the doctor, and he knew just what to do. He gave me a sleeping pill, and now I sleep the whole night through.
What does your family think of your interest in music?
My wife has always been supportive, and my daughter finds it amusing.
What do you mean amusing?
Well, she's not a musician either. It's sort of an, oh, Dad, or that is so Dad. I don't think it's the kind of music that she would listen to. The stuff that I do isn't really the kind of stuff my son would ordinarily listen to. I think it appeals more to an older group.
So your target audience is like...
Anyone who will listen.
I ain't no tool of the man. I don't pay no rent, don't pay no taxes, not.
not a single cent. Don't have a car loan that I gotta pay. Ain't got no credit card, buy stuff all day.
When I first listened to the album Death and Taxes, I was overwhelmed by the level of production that went into each song. I wanted to hear what his music sounded like without the hours of production and editing that he so thoroughly enjoys. I asked him if he would play me something acoustic instead, and he seemed a bit hesitant.
Well, I could do that, or would you like to hear something that's already recorded and done?
I want to hear you play a song.
Someday she loves me, someday she loves me not. I give my baby everything I've got, but I never really know which way it's gonna go. When my baby's in a mood.
Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you David
Some
Friedenberg, the musician. For Word of Mouth, I'm Emma Rudock.
She'll screen my calls. Someday she's hugs and kisses over anything at all. But I never really know which way it's gonna go when my baby's in a mood. Unpredictable, what will I find? Can't seem to guess my baby's state of mind. She's inscrutable.